Thank you for calling Arch Top Fiber. My name is Miles. How may I assist you today?
Yes. Hi, my name is Daryl Griswold. I wanted to inquire about your internet and phone.
Okay, so we have our 1 gig fiber internet. It's normally $79.99 a month. However, you can get the 1 gig fiber internet for $69.99 a month if you sign up for ACH debit with paperless billing. And then we also offer our voice over internet protocol, our VoIP phone service, for $24.99 a month.
So if I got those two together, that would be how much?
So it depends. If you did the ACH debit on auto pay with paperless billing, it would be $69.99 plus $24.99, so that would be $94.98.
And how much would the tax and services and all that crap?
Nah, there's none of that. There is none of that. I know everyone is so used to seeing that on their bills with these other providers, but with Archtop Fiber, you'll see your bill as just the rate for your internet and the rate for your phone. No other taxes or fees would be applied. It would be, it would be the $94.98 if you did get both the phone and internet with the 1 gigabyte per second fiber internet service and did the ACH debit with paperless billing.
Okay, so that I can have that taken out of my checking account, auto pay?
You can, absolutely, yes, sir. We would just just have to provide the routing number and bank account number associated with your account, and then you'd be set up on auto pay, and you'd want to make sure that you're set up on paperless billing and knowing that your bill every month. I mean, your very first bill could be a prorated bill if you like say for example if your internet service was installed, halfway during a billing cycle before the next billing cycle begins. It could be a different price because of the prorated amount. But after that very first bill, all bills after that would be at the $94.98 cost because of the $69.99 plus $24.99 for phone service.
Okay, great. Yeah. Let's definitely go for that. Sure.
All right. Well, let's check on service availability at your address. Let's see here.
Oh, the person that referred me to you guys is, her name is Nicole Becker.
Oh, very cool.
She's very happy with the service.
Very cool. We're always happy to have customers that are happy with our service, and referring their friends and relatives is always a wonderful thing. And what is your street address?
8 Golf, like Tiger Woods, Golf Terrace, Kingston, New York, 12401.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, and your address will be in our projected date for service to be available at your address would be December 1st.
Okay.
All right. Would you like to go ahead proceed forward with registering for service?
Yes.
And is this location a home or business?
Home.
Okay. All righty. And now, so we have the 1 gig fiber internet for $79.99 a month, although you get the $10 discount if you do ACH debit and paperless billing. Or we also have the 2 gigabyte fiber internet for $99.99 a month, which would be actually just $89.99 a month if you did ACH debit and paperless billing. Would you like the 1 gig or 2 gig?
I don't have my son here that knows. Is there quite a difference, or?
Yeah, well, there really is quite a difference. But is it just you and your son living at the address?
No, there's my other son, Colin, and there's my wife. Well, my wife and I, we really don't care. We don't use it really that much. Well, she uses her iPad, and I use my Kindle. And then the kids, I call them the kids, they're in their 20s. The kids, they use, the computer and, what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, they use the internet. They probably watch, probably stream videos and maybe movies and shows and I don't know if yours do, but oftentimes these kids nowadays, they like to play the online video games as well.
Yeah.
And, you know, honestly, you know, for your household of four, one gig fiber internet is going to be more than accommodating for what you and your family will be wanting to use the internet for. There should be no one would be unhappy with the service at all or the internet speeds that they'd be getting, even if everyone was on the internet using the internet at the same time. That would not be a problem whatsoever.
Okay, so you're saying the 1 gig be plenty, right?
Yeah, the 1 gig will be absolutely plenty. 2 gigabyte, the 2 gigabyte is more of like, the way I look at it is more of like a luxury. Like you want it to be extremely, extremely fast, then you can go 2 gig, but the 1 gig is actually blazing fast. I don't know what kind of internet service that you've had in the past, but if you haven't had
Spectrum right now.
So if you have Spectrum, I don't know what your what speed that they have you at. Now, like say for example, somebody like myself, I also have Spectrum because I don't live up where you live. I live in Alabama, and if I had the option to have Archtop Fiber for my internet service provider, you can bet your bottom dollar I would be all over having Archtop Fiber. But since I don't have that option. I'm with Spectrum. I have 300 megabytes per second internet. Now, comparing that to the 1 gig fiber internet that you'd be getting, your internet is going to be over 3 times faster than my internet. Over 3 times faster. And I have 300 megabytes per second. That's already very fast, but yours will be over 3 times faster. So it's going to be just an amazing experience for you. I don't know what plan you have with Spectrum, so I can't say, you know, exactly how much faster that we will be than Spectrum for you, but I think you're going to see a very, very noticeable difference in regards to your internet speeds, as well as, and this is the best part, that very noticeable difference with the bill.
We can go with the 1 gig, and if down the road we need 2 gigs, we can always get 2 gigs, right?
That is absolutely correct. Yes, sir. If you decide later on down the line that you don't mind spending the extra $10 a month to have even faster internet, you can always request to upgrade your plan to 2 gig, and we can get you upgraded to the 2 gig plan. No problem whatsoever. And because you would already, you know, have our services, it'll be extremely simple for us to just change your speed. That'll be extremely simple.
If you get the 2 gig right now, how much did you say it would be?
If you pay by auto pay with ACH debit using your bank account information, it will be $89.99 a month. It's normally $99.99 a month, but it would only be $89.99 a month for the internet service. And then
the phone
service is $24.99. So you're looking at the bill being $114.98. So yes, while it is just about $15 more expensive, or $20 more expensive, I should say. I personally feel like it's worth it if you can afford it. If the extra $20 a month isn't a burden on you, it's definitely worth it.
My wife is right here. I'm just going to run this right by her, okay?
Sure, no problem at all.
Okay, with the 2 gigs, which is like really, really fast, with the internet and the phone, it's going to be about $115 a month. That's not bad, right? It's going up to 150-something, so if it's worth it. Or we can get the 1 gig, and that's going to be $95 a month. Which one do you want to do? For internet and TV. And,
I don't know what speed we have by now.
Well, he said it's going to be faster, either one. So you want to go with the 1 gig first and then do the 2 gig if we need it, or just go with the 2 gig? It's an extra $20 a month for the between the 1 gig and the 2 gig. You know how Dylan is. maybe pay the extra 20 and go with the two gig.
Yeah, because he works from home. And
yeah, my son works from home, too, on Fridays. So you know what? For an extra $20 a month, let's go with the two gigs.
All right. That sounds like an excellent choice. Okay. And let's see here. Now, we will provide you with at least one Wi-Fi extender. You may or may not need the Wi-Fi extender. If you don't need it, when the tech is out installing, he doesn't have to install the Wi-Fi extender if you don't want him to. But you will be provided with at least one Wi-Fi extender to make sure that you have a very strong internet signal throughout, you know, throughout the entirety of your home. And with that one, you know, that one wireless extender that we do provide, if the router/router combo that you get, if it's already providing a very strong signal throughout your home, then you might ask the tech, you know, if you're interested to, you know, plug in the Wi-Fi extender in an area that's closer to maybe if you guys like to, maybe you like to grill out or something like that, and you want to have Wi-Fi in the backyard because you're out there grilling, people may be looking at their tablet or something, or playing music over the internet or something while you're out there grilling. That could be a reason that you might be benefited by that Wi-Fi extender. So that'll be something that you can
take area and listen to her iPad. Yeah, that would be nice.
Yeah, absolutely. You could definitely do that. And so you'll want to talk to the tech about, you know, the positioning of the Wi-Fi extender when he's out installing the internet service. Just keep that in mind. And if you do decide that you need any additional Wi-Fi extenders, we do offer additional Wi-Fi extenders at an additional $7.99 a month per additional Wi-Fi extender. But you may or may not even need an additional Wi-Fi extender because the equipment that we provide to you does broadcast a very strong signal that would be great for covering your home. And then with the Wi-Fi extender that you do get on top of that, that's going to, you know, boost that signal in areas that where the signal may be a little bit weaker. So that'll boost that signal even more to make sure that you have full home coverage. So typically, unless you live in like an extremely big home or a home that has, you know, maybe like three floors, you know, you really wouldn't need more than one extender. Is this dependent upon the size of your home?
Okay, we can work that out with the technician when he comes in to install everything.
Yes, absolutely. That sounds like a great way to do it. And okay, so I understand you want the phone service as well. Now, would you like to keep your current phone number?
Yes.
Okay. And what is your current phone number? Is it the number that you're calling from, 845-339-1694?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see here. And will you need any telephone jacks installed at this location?
No. So far, everything's been good.
All right. And
as
would
far
you like
as we know, no.
Okay. And would you like to add an additional phone line?
No.
Okay. And let's see here. All right, so we have your service address is that's the number 8 Golf Terrace. And then after that, for whatever reason, it puts T-E-R as it's saying Terrace again. So it's 8 Golf Terrace, Kingston, New York, 12401. And do you rent or own your current property?
We own it.
Excellent. And how are your current utility wires feeding your home? Through the air, under the ground, or not sure?
I think through the air.
Okay. And is your billing address different than your service address?
No.
Okay. And what is your first name?
Darryl. D-A-R-R-Y-L.
Okay. D-A-R-R-Y-L. And your last name?
Griswold. G-R-I-S-W-O-L-D.
Okay, G-R-I-S-W-O-L-D. And your email address?
Griswold. I don't use it hardly at all, but I do have one. GriswoldDarryl@gmail.com.
Okay, so GriswoldDarryl@gmail.com, gmail.com. And so we've confirmed that your primary phone number is the
Darryl with two R's.
Darryl with two R's. Okay, let me go ahead and make sure. Thank you for pointing that out where I made my mistake. Thank you for that. And so I have that as GriswoldDarryl@gmail.com. And your primary phone is 845-339-1694. Would you like to have a secondary phone number associated with your account?
Yes, I would. I'd like to have like two more if I can.
I can do one.
You can do one?
Yes.
Okay, I'll give you my wife's. That's 845-3-7575.
Okay, and again, what were the three digits before 7575?
293.
Thank you so much. And that was 845-293-7575. And how may we contact you prior to your installation and any future notifications regarding your account? Could we contact you by phone, or you can choose as many of these as you'd like, phone, email, or text?
Phone, please.
Okay, phone, all righty. Now, with that, I must let you know the disclaimer regarding that, and it says, do you agree to receive phone calls which may be automated and or pre-recorded from Archtop and its agents or vendors at the phone number provided? You may revoke this consent at any time. Consent is not a condition of purchase.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. And
you
so
can
for
also text.
Text? Okay.
Text the mobile number that I gave you, the 845-293-7575. That receives text too.
Should I put the 845-293-7575 as the primary phone?
You want him to put that your phone as the primary phone because he can call plus do texting? Yes.
Okay, let me go ahead and get that square. Let's see here. I just need to just shuffle the numbers around. Let's see here. Okay, and put that number there, and then put your number as the secondary, and we will be set in that regards. All right. Okay, excellent. Good to go. Now, for our order summary, we've got the 2-gig fiber internet, which is normally $99.99, but you're going to get the $10 discount because you're going to sign up for the auto pay on ACH debit. And no additional Wi-Fi extenders other than the one that you get, you know, with your package. You do get one. You're going to get the standard phone line for $24.99. We're going to port your phone number, 845-339-1694. No telephone jacks, no additional phone lines. And currently, before the $10 discount, the total is $124.98. The installation will take place at 8 Golf Terrace, Kingston, New York, 12401, where you own the property. Your cable and utility or your utility wires are feeding your home through the air, and your billing address is the same as your service address. Okay, let's see here. Now, Archtop Fiber offers a discount for enrolling in auto pay and paperless billing. Can I sign you up?
Yes.
All right. And you wanted to do the ACH debit with a $10 discount. Okay. And let's see here. I'm ready for the routing number associated with your bank account whenever you have it available.
Okay. Okay. And the routing number, that's the first number, right? On the check, bottom of the check?
Yes. Yeah, so the routing number is the first number on the left. The bank account number is in the middle, and then the check number is the third number.
Okay, it's 21906 or 0. I'm gonna have it weird here. 0. No, I guess it's 2190-6934.
2190-6934.
Yes. It could be a zero in the beginning. There might, I think there is a zero. 021-906-934.
Yes, sir. I see that comes up as Key Bank.
Yes.
Okay, and the account number?
Okay, hold on 1 second. Is 3232420186 00.
Okay, and the name on the account
is Daryl E. Griswold.
Okay, and that's Daryl, D A R R Y L E, like Eric Griswold,
yep.
G R I S W O L D. And that's a checking
yes.
account, correct?
Yep.
Okay. And let's see here. And we're going to go ahead and save the bank account information. Let me make sure. Let's see. Is there anything I'm supposed to read as a disclaimer? No. Okay. Good deal. All right. And let's see here. Moving right along. All right. Now, how did you hear about Archtop Fiber?
A friend over at work, Nicole Becker, she's the one that mentioned you, and she has you guys, and she said that she's very satisfied with you.
Very nice. And do you have any details or information about your home that our installers should be aware of before they arrive at your location, such as buried wires, septic tank, etc.?
No, none.
Okay. Do you have any questions or comments for our technicians or service representatives?
No, honey. No.
Okay. And let's see here.
One question I want to ask you. How much is it for the installation?
Free installation. At this time, with this promotion, the installation is free. That's going to be another really great benefit of signing up for Archtop Fiber services at this particular juncture. I don't know if there'll be any changes in the future pertaining to any installation fees, but I can confirm that, you know, currently, as it stands right now, there are no installation charges for the installation service. So that's going to be another great benefit of going with Archtop Fibers. You don't have to worry about paying a high installation cost for the labor of the techs and whatnot. That's not going to be a problem.
Okay. My wife has a question for you.
Yes.
Yeah, hi. I want to ask that question. Where are you located and where is your company? So do you company somewhere in the New York State?
Oh, yes, ma'am, absolutely. And you can actually locate the main office for Archtop Fiber at 300 Enterprise Drive in Kingston, New York.
Okay. All righty. So, and the other one question we have, how long is this going? My husband wanted to know.
1 year.
It's for 1 year and you have to renovate it again? How does this one work?
I'm not sure what your if you've received a promotion in the mail pertaining to the price guarantee tip. Now, since if you don't have anything in the mail that's informing you of the price guarantee, then the most that I can really say is that currently, Archtop Fiber is offering the 2-year price guarantee, so I'm checking to make sure that that I'm seeing that. It should be the 2-year price guarantee. I don't see any information currently about that. Let me check and see if I can find it anywhere else. Let's see. I don't see the information, but it typically comes with the 2-year price guarantee. And if there was any changes to pricing after those first 2 years, what you would expect to see would be you know, no more than like a $5 or a $10 price increase. And it's not even guaranteed that there's going to be any price increase. It's just a little disclaimer that's put in there. And just in case of, you know, like a hypothetical example that I give is if there's another round of inflation that were to hit the U.S., if it calls for the operating cost of the business to, you know, to increase, if there was a reason why the company had to increase prices, you would only see like a very small nominal price increase, such as maybe $5 or $10. It wouldn't be, you know, some of those crazy high price increases that you see with some of the other internet service providers, where their prices just, you know, you might have it for 6 months, you're paying, you know, $140. And then all of a sudden, just out of the blue with no explanation, you get a bill and it's now it's $167. And you're not happy about it, but you don't want to go through the trouble of having to change, or maybe you're stuck with that provider because you don't have an option. So you keep paying the $167. And then here we come another, you know, maybe 6 months to a year later. Now your bill's gone up to $190. With really no explanation as to why they've increased their prices on you. Again, that's not something that you have to worry about with Archtop Fiber. That is not something you have to worry about with Archtop Fiber at all whatsoever.
Yes. And also, we have another problem too. There's other problem is any rain we have at or any you know, I mean, a little rain and a little blowing air, we lose the internet constantly, you know, too. This is the other problem we have at into an inspector. I don't know if you're running the same problem, you too.
No, ma'am. Regardless, wind, snow, rain, or shine, you're going to have your fiber internet services should not be affected because your internet service is going to be transmitted through fiber optic cables. And those fiber optic cables are, you know, going to be reliable for you. So you shouldn't have any problems. You know, if it's windy, if it's rainy, that shouldn't cause any problems with your fiber optic internet service. And with the confidence that the company is putting in fiber optic internet service, even when we're having to run the fiber optic cables through the air, which is, you know, from like a telephone pole to another telephone pole, even if the temperatures get really cold, because I know you're in New York and, you know, the temperatures can get very cold there with the snow and ice and what have you, I don't think it's going to make any impact on your internet service whatsoever. Now, if there was a major, you know, a major snowstorm or something with that caused a power outage, which I don't think that's something that is a issue for you guys up there because your infrastructure is built in a manner that is able to withstand, you know, these types of blizzards and things, snowstorms and things, because you're up north. I don't think you're going to have anything to worry about. But I mean, if, of course, if the power goes out, there's nothing we can do about that. That's an issue with the power company.
Alright, so this is all my question I have for you. So my husband, I'll give him the phone back to
my husband. Alright, sounds great. It was great talking with you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Sir, when, you said December 1st?
December 1st is the projected date that we expect to have services available in your area at your address. So your installation will be scheduled for some date after December 1st, of course. And, at this time, I don't believe we'll be scheduling anything, as our team would reach out to you, more towards the end of the month, around the beginning of December to schedule.
Okay.
But I do need to, let you know, as I am required to do so. Now first I'm going to go ahead and place your order so we can go ahead and get the order in for you. So you will be registered. That'll help you to save your spot in line. Cause you know, the faster you register, the faster you're going to be served. It's a first come, first serve basis. So yeah, that's what I thought. It's not letting me, schedule anything because, the service isn't currently available at your address. And, I have submitted your order, placed your registration, so all of the necessary information is in the system accordingly.
Okay.
And then I must let you know, just so you'll know for future reference, and this is something that you'll also be informed. You may be informed of again at a later date once you've been provided with your equipment. I'm supposed to let you know that if you ever happen to decide to terminate your service with Archtop Fiber, that any equipment provided by Archtop Fiber is the property of Archtop Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. Archtop will provide a return kit and to send all associated equipment back to Archtop Fiber, and Archtop Fiber reserves the right to charge for unreturned equipment and can result in up to $135 per unit for not returning the equipment within 30 days of terminating service. For any questions you may have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, please visit our website, archtopfiber.com. You can also access your billing statements and pay your bill online by setting up your eCare account, which you are automatically enrolled in using the email address provided today. Do you agree to be bound by the terms of service as they change from time to time as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of disputes through arbitration?
Yes.
Okay, and I was also supposed to let you know about the text opt-in, and that states that Archtop Fiber can notify customers via text messaging with important information like installation appointments, updates about the order status, and billing updates. By opting in to receive text messages, you will be able to confirm your installation appointment via text. Rest assured, we only use this method for account-specific updates. We will not send you any advertisements on your cell phone unless authorized, and you can choose to opt out at any time through your account portal and receive communication via email or phone call. Message and data rates may apply. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay. And then also, you may receive emails regarding this registration. If not, once our team does reach out to you for scheduling, it would be at that point that the emails would go out to you to help you to get register your account at archtopfiber.com. So that's going to be something you're going to want to be on the lookout for as well. Because say, for example, if we had done a scheduling of an installation today, once your installation is scheduled, you'll receive two emails from Archtop Fiber. One will be a confirmation of your order, and the other will be an invitation for you to sign into your Archtop Fiber customer account, where you will have the ability to manage your account, pay your bill, and review and accept our terms of service. Now, regarding pay your bill, I mean, you're not going to have to worry about that because that's going to be automatically handled by the computer system. So you don't have to worry about that, but you'd be able to have the ability to manage your account and accept our terms of service. But that's going to be something that occurs after your installation is scheduled.
Okay.
All right.
Also,
and
call, besides texting, you guys will also call, right?
Yes. I do believe that you will receive a call from our marketing team or from our scheduling department, because since we're not available currently in your area, it's going to be important that we reach. Well, actually, you may receive an email or a text message for scheduling, because the email or text method of communication is often preferred. So that way, if we send you an email, it's going to be waiting on you in your email inbox, and it'll be there, and you'll be able to check that. It'll be there waiting for you. If we send you a text message, you're going to have that on your phone that you can respond to at your convenience. But if we were to call, there's no guarantee that you'd be able to answer the phone at the time that we call. So it may be more preferable that an email or and or a text message is sent in regards to scheduling. So it may not necessarily be a phone call from a representative.
Okay, as long as it's like a text message, because like I said, we don't use the email that often at all.
Oh, yes, sir. I understand. Yes, sir. And so as we get closer to December, just keep an eye on your email and your texts. And of course, we'll be in contact so we can get you scheduled or allow you the ability to schedule, because it may be something where we send you an email or a text with a link you click on, and then you go online, and then you can choose the date that works best for you and the time frame that works best for you.
Okay.
Yes, sir. All right. Well, it's been an absolute pleasure assisting you today. And was there anything else that I could assist with today here at Archtop Fiber?
No, you've covered it all. You're very good. I guess we'll just wait to hear from you guys.
All right, sounds great. Well, we look forward to serving you, and I'd like to thank you very much for your call today to Archtop Fiber. It's been an absolute pleasure, and you have a wonderful rest of your day.
You too. Thank you very much.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.